This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Healthy finances are an important aspect of a happy marital life. Certified financial advisor Byron Moore explains how to improve communication about finances in your marriage on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
You're married and you handle the money in your family. Your spouse likes it that way, as money has just never been their thing. But lately, things have gotten out of hand. Your finances are in trouble. Question: should you keep your partner in the dark? Answer: no. As much as you hate the thought, you don't want to keep him or her in the dark any longer. It isn't helping, and I'm sure it's not helping you. When someone is in this situation, they often feel that they're not only hiding the problem from their spouse, but that they're also hiding from themselves. For example, you may be making minimum payments toward credit cards and other consumer loans, but you don't really know how much you really owe or how quickly you might pay off the debt. You just pay the bill as quickly as you can so that you don't have to deal with it for another 30 days. But as you already know, all you're doing is kicking the can down the road, and every time you do, the can gets bigger and uglier. So how does this sound as a go-forward plan? Shine the light, face reality, size up the problem, work on the solution, and celebrate the victory. Let's unpack each one of those. First, shine the light. Your husband or your wife has to be brought in on the problem. He's got to know. If you don't think that you can tell him by yourself, bring in a trusted third party to help break the news to him. But don't just break the news. Bring a commitment to work with him or her on a plan to become free. Number two, face reality. You both have a problem, and you're not the only guilty party. Whether a sin of commission or omission, your spouse has been financially passive. He or she may argue that he thought you had it all under control, but that was a faulty assumption and only possible because he or she has been aloof from the situation. Both of you need to say to each other, "We screwed up." Now, what can we do to get out of this mess together? No blame game, no finger pointing, just facing reality. Number three, size up the problem. The next order of business is to size up the monster in your closet. Again, I find that when a couple can enlist the assistance of a professional, trusted third party, this part can be much, much easier. You've got to get a handle on what you owe, how much money is coming in, and how much you're spending, etc. Number four, work on the solution. Yeah, this is the long, hard part. If I'm honest, I'll say that it might break up your marriage, or it might make your marriage stronger than ever. It's pretty much up to you two. What will your attitude be in attacking this situation? Will it be blame and resentment? There's plenty of opportunity for that both ways. Or will it be grace, humility, and a mutual resolve to get out of the pit together no matter what? I strongly suggest the latter. Well, fifth, once all the previous four steps are taken, we're going to celebrate the victory. If you do choose to work through this together, you can ultimately celebrate the deep satisfaction of achievement. You will have finished the marathon, climbed the mountain, gone the distance. The more you avoid pain today, the more pain you'll experience tomorrow. There is pain in your future. There's no avoiding that anymore. What is largely up to you is whether that pain results in regret or rejoicing. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.